Blimps and Whales, authored by Bethany Argyle, illustrated by Neil Osborne. Blimps and whales are related, you know. One's got a spout, and one's got a blow. Blubber spout, blubber spout. That's what whales are all about. Puffy billboard in the sky. That's what a blimp is, blowing by.
But woe is me, I cannot swim down in the sea.
Danger. One day, while at play, Blimp sees danger far away. Sonar. Oil. Propellers and nets. In the sea, it's hard work being free.
Get out of the way! Get out of the way! So we can play another day!
Whale sees the message written on the breeze, and quick as can be, dives deep into the salty sea.
Hooray! Hooray! The ship has gone away!
Joy! Whale comes up and out with a splash and a spout. In their glee, the friends attract curiosity and strike poses for tourists' curious noses. Blimp and Whale travel far out to sea, away from every busy bee. Flying free and blubber spout are what blimps and whales are all about.
That must have been one hell of a party, sugar.
It was certainly eventful, Maggie said dryly. Miss Emma looked accusingly at her twin sister.
See there, I told you we should have stayed for the reception.
She turned back to Maggie.
Did anyone steal the bride? How about the groom? I'd have paid money to be in on that. That Nick Leone is enough to give me a hot flash.
Mrs. Clybourne snorted as she crossed the Aubusson carpet with the tumbler of bourbon.
You'd get a hot flash over anything in pants. I think you ought to get your hormones checked.
Miss Emma dismissed the notion with a wave of her dainty hand.
Sister, at 74 we ought to thank the Almighty that we still have hormones.
Speak for yourself. I wore mine out 20 years ago.
Deciding to take advantage of their friendly bickering, Maggie started backing toward the door.
I'm bush, ladies. I believe I'll go to my room.
Today, in the early morning, on a bench overlooking the ocean, I sat as a child. The scene whisked my senses, like a blender on high speed, drew me in like a rope tugging on a mighty bull. I had forgotten. The world was so rich with wonder. Had forgotten how a small blackbird with beady yellow eyes could take you into his world while making his morning rounds. And how I could feel such love for this fellow soul, sharing its time on the planet with me, however brief and seemingly inconsequential the encounter. I had forgotten eternity was to be found in the moment. Or how each wave broke with its own story to tell. I had forgotten that each leaf has a name, and that if you just listen, they will begin to tell you theirs. I had, in all of my attempts to belong, to fit into someone else's idea of myself, forgotten what it felt like to be alive.
But, perhaps I should start with my name. If that's important to you. I'm Frank. Except with myself.
And the duck burst out into a frog-like laughter.
So, you're stuck here? Stuck here forever because you can't decide what to be?
Jennifer and Frank stopped their conversation to ponder this statement, as they were in a boat floating in the pond of pondering, after all. It was quite a big pond. Jennifer realized as the boat floated, drifting further and further away from the shoreline, as she sat there with Frank on the boat, just listening to the lapping water and the gentle singing of the offshore breeze.
Jennifer came slowly to her senses and began to review her journey thus far. This was the most peaceful and serene she had been for a very long time. Jennifer could understand, as she thought of Frank's words, why he'd like to stay here and not decide on anything. It was nice, on the boat, drifting around in a large body of water for no apparent reason. It was nice to just be and not think. What next?